Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
As I told you guys before, and I'm glad you're listening to me, it's nice to talk because it's enjoyable to talk. What I said about my music, about making music, you know, my new song, I have not released it. And I just did a podcast about there were allegations made outside my condo with hoodlums. Maybe they're making up stories, which is likely the case, that they sampled my song. And I'm like, that is impossible. How can they don't have access? Then I realize the only way they can, it's impossible. And I mentioned other things about allegations, about privacy, and that, I don't know. I don't like talking about it, but whatever the topic is, what I say about my music is true. My music is my music, and other topics, and other things. Everything I say is true. But, as I said before, I do not want anyone out there who listen to my podcast to make preconceived judgments or notions about me personally. Because one result from some of my podcasts is that people have made preconceived notions and judgments about my health mentally and physically, and I want to say my mental health is perfectly fine. And I think that's not fair, because that is kind of like the ignorance on their part. Even if the person is a professional or expert in that area. And I have said that when I do my podcast, please do not take it out of context. Because people, all kinds of people do podcasts just like I do. It's all over the world. They talk in their own way. They have their own ideas. Maybe they have different political beliefs. They don't get targeted like me, I feel. Maybe they do. Unless you're very, well, I would say much famous people in the public eye. Okay, I would say they definitely get targeted a lot more. But I have idiots and ignorant people in my area who have probably heard my podcast and made assessments that, oh, I'm got something wrong with my thought disorder or some kind of mental condition. And that is ignorance and false. Because of my podcast, they have made defamations, defamatory lies, and committed defamation of character against my reputation, saying that I was this and that when it was certainly not the case. If it was an emergency or something serious related to my health mentally or physically, I would not be on air. It would have been addressed directly. And how people deal with other people, if they have concerns about them, they deal with them directly. They don't go behind somebody's back or make assessments that are not true or concerns. And I know experts and professionals in mental health go by that motto. They don't go by an allegation. As I said, I made several allegations that I heard. And when I say allegation, it has not been proven. So I want to let people know to not go by any allegation that has not been proven. But one reason why some of the defamation of character and taken out of context situations had happened were from the same hoodlums that I had problems with, the people who wanted to hinder me from getting in the industry or undermine my potential. or nosy people in my neighborhood or area who simply did not understand boundaries and reality in dealing with everyday life people. Because if they were rational and knew how to mind their business, they wouldn't even be thinking of my podcast. They would be thinking of something directly and something that involves some serious situation. I never said anything that was horrifying or anything that was concerning related to me personally at the time I said it. So, and another allegation came up that, you know, the way I talk, that they thought I was an acid or drug user. I am not. I am not an alcoholic. I am not or anything of that sort. I'm very well-mannered. I'm very highly educated. I do have a doctorate, so I want to let you know I'm very much aware. I had to get my doctorate because I did not make it in music yet. So I went back to college, and I still had that dream to make it in music, you know, get a hit, a single, you know. And I struggled so many years. So so college actually helped me help enhance my life. And I didn't, you know, want to go to college. I wanted to go right into the music industry. But I struggled. No one gave me a deal. Another reason was I was also dealing with so many dream-killing situations in the form of, you know, indecisiveness and the form of just rejections and struggle, all kinds of things, in the form of people want to hinder my potential as a singer and artist. So I'm very much aware I am Dr. Dove Knight, okay? So, but whether I was a doctor or not, you know, there is people who listen to my podcast and probably express concern about allegations I made regarding trespassing. I kept talking about that, or samples, or, you know, bad criminal allegations. Yes, I have addressed it to the LAPD, the police department. There were people who addressed some of my situations with my music, like when I played my pop songs, you know, that's already been, you know, released. Or if I played some of my rock songs. So those songs have been released, you know, and said, you know, I didn't own it, which was not true. You can look on the BMI, you'll find Unique, I do own. You'll find, I do own. I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True, part two, the new song. I did not release it. I just played the drum beat and a little bit of the keyboard, but it was never released. I released it on podcast a week ago. But when I say allegations, they come to my way. And an allegation means it has not been proven. Now, there was another allegation, you know, the allegation that, you know, a sample, I did not get permission sample, okay? There's another allegation about it being released already. It cannot be released. And that's impossible. The only way they could get a hold of my song if they were peeping or went into my home or had a camera and did that. That's the only way, and that's impossible. But the allegations continue. I had crazy allegations. So I leave it as an allegation. But I wanted to let you know I would never allow trespassing, but I have crazy people who make up stories in my neighborhood who I don't deal with, but who at the same time have expressed concerns about my music and about me simply because of ulterior motives. And these are the same people who are trying to hinder my situation. I'm very much in control. So what I'm trying to say is what I say about my music or any other topic is true, but do not take what I say out of context. If you are concerned or want to express something good or whatever about what I say, you can contact me directly at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. You can find me at Twitter, Dr. Dove Knight. I don't like using the doctor term. You can call me just Dove because I like to be down to earth. But what I said about my music is very authentic. I am a BMI, ASCAP songwriter. I copyright it, and that's what I really want to do with my life. And when someone say they don't want to see me make a video or make a song or want to steal it or want to sample it or want me to give up, that is a dream killer. That is not fair to me or you, and that is truthful. Because it was so much pain in being an artist and having a gift of the mind and a gift of music, and not seeing any recognition for my work, but instead to see and hear people around me try to undermine it because of their jealousy or self-centered motives or criminal motives to take my dreams away. Every day I see and deal with this. Other allegations about me not being open-minded to certain people, that is not true. I dealt with people who are criminals, and I dealt with people in my neighborhood, even now, who are criminals, who are dangerous, who did not know how to mind their business. They have mental health problems. They should be investigated by the police because they can't stop coming over to where I live, who say things about me, come over, say about, oh, role model, all kinds of crazy stuff, and I don't even know them. See, the point is I do not know these people, and they come around anyway continuously over and over again. Please be aware of this, okay? It is the truth. I don't like attracting that type of element, especially people who have a dark side or some ulterior motive to me, or who don't even know me and say things that don't make sense, okay? But everything I say is authentic. I do have a quirky way of talking. You know, quirky way means unusual way. Perhaps in this podcast I talk very unusual. That doesn't bring some idiot or somebody to make preconceived judgments about my health, my character, and my fitness to be anything else. Whether it's to be a lawyer or a professor, an artist, a business person, simply because of my quirky ways. That means that people at a university or people in music hear me and they think something is wrong. Well, they have a right to their opinion, but it's likely based on perceptual bias. We need to be aware that perceptual bias happens all the time when people hear or see things and make negative projections automatically without knowing the true fact or what they're looking or seeing or what they're hearing. They don't know exactly. It's because they're biased, and that should not be the case. So if you hear my podcast, you hear my music, it is authentically truthful. When I say allegation, it hasn't been proven. Please keep an open mind. If you don't keep an open mind, then I'm sorry. My opinion is you lose out on knowing what the truth really is. For those who do keep an open mind, good for you, because you enhance your chance to learn more about what's going on with life. I don't want to make my podcast all over, and I guess that is another situation about maybe perhaps I have some known celebrity status, and perhaps that is the truth. But I'm not that big of a celebrity, okay? So still, I do not want to attract the bad element to me or to my home or to anybody who don't have the capacity to understand basic common sense. If you don't and you go along with ignorance, I'm sorry, you're going to lose out. If you are open, then good for you. Then your mind will be expansive, and you'll learn a lot more than the people who are not open about people and other situations. Because the world does not revolve around one person or one race or one genre, okay? It's always going to be somebody different from me and you. That does not mean that they're sick or they need to be investigated. It does not mean that they need to be targeted, which has happened to me. Some of this had to do with prejudice. Some of this had to do with ulterior motives. And that is why I talk about these situations, because it is truthful. So with the new song, I Want My Hollywood Dreams, Part 2, I did not release it. And I'm going to be truthful. If it was released, that I did not authorize it. That perhaps is a violation. I own the publishing of that. I also have it at a copyright. However, when I talk about those situations, it's from people around me in my neighborhood who are dream killers, who spread false allegations. Perhaps they want me to talk about it to get me to look bad, but I only make those assessments because a lot of people who are in music have expressed the same similar things about owning their music or seeing their music stolen, and there have been several incidents in the music industry of lawsuits and people who felt that they owned their music, written it, and didn't get any recognition for their efforts like I haven't. I haven't got any recognition for my music, so I have to own it. But everything about me as a person is authentic. I'm very much in control of my life when it comes to matters related to my art. And podcast is a form of artistry just like music and my life. And I have to stand up for myself, and I have to talk about these situations. So that's why I leave it for you to make that decision, to keep an open mind, and to see that what I say is true. But please do not take what I say out of context. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.